Good morning, Ed. Welcome back to Buffalo Means Business on 1520 ESPN Radio. My name is Buddy Shula, here now with David Colligan. David is with Colligan Law LLP. And what does the LLP stand for?
Limited Liability Partnership.
I always wondered that. You know, I always see that and hear that LLP. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You're a return guest on the show.
That's true.
So you're a veteran at this now.
I'm getting used to it.
So it's just you and I talking here about your law firm and the fact that you guys have just launched with several partners, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So let's get right to it. What's your vision and your areas of specialty with the law firm?
Well, we're primarily a business law firm, and we take the vision that Western New York community has an innovative community developing in the business world, and we're trying to structure our legal services to support and provide services to the growing businesses in the area.
And there are a lot of growing businesses in the area. I think that, when you talk about what you do for businesses, what are some of those practices that you get into with business?
Well, first of all, any growing business is going to go through growth stages. So in the early days, they have to form an entity, okay? And then the entity has to have agreements between the founders, okay? After the founders' agreements are set, then you have to go out and hire employees. So you have to do employment contracts with employees. After that, you have to enter into contracts with various vendors and suppliers and other business contacts that you're going to have. So contracts need to be reviewed. Then as the business grows, there might be a merger. There might be an acquisition. There might be a sale and an exit by the owners. So each stage of the business has a legal need that we can provide services for.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners listening to our show this morning. You just mentioned a couple of those things. I was looking on your website, and some of the practice areas I had never even heard of that your firm does, like timber and forestry law, oil and gas law, aviation law. But that's all stuff that you...
But you have to look at it from the point of view of who are the entrepreneurs in Western New York. They're people who have created a successful business and are trying to enjoy a lifestyle that will allow them to, enjoy both the business and personal side of being successful. And we have that opportunity to have a lifestyle in Western New York. Many places don't. Most places have drive times that are up to 3 hours in each direction. You subtract 6 hours a day, 220 days a year, and you pretty much give up your lifestyle. In Western New York, we hop on a sailboat. We go to an airport and take our private plane up in the air. Or in many cases, people in Western New York own land in the country. If they own land in the country, they're going to run into two kinds of issues that come up quite frequently. One is they might own timber, and they'll have to manage or sell the timber. And there's sometimes disagreements and work that needs to be done legally on that front. Another thing that they might have is they might have oil and gas rights that they want to take advantage of. These are additional assets owned by these entrepreneurs that they've accumulated over time. Airplanes, oil and gas, timber, and other things like that are the kind of assets that we help to manage for the successful entrepreneur, the successful business person, while still handling their complex legal matters.
We have a website for you, colliganlaw.com. How did you, the last time you were on the show, we talked about, you have a great entrepreneurial spirit yourself in believing in different businesses and things of that nature. How did you come up with, the vision of your own law firm now, and who are your partners?
Well, it's actually four partners. I'm one of the partners. I give strategic legal advice to growing companies. I do some oil and gas work. I do some timber work. And I also represent the angel investors and some of the startup companies that they're investing in. So I've kind of got a couple different areas that I practice in. My partner, John Mascotti, he does complex business transactions and corporate finance. Those areas are he's uniquely qualified to handle, and he does a very good job with that. My partner, Dean Drew, he does aviation law, which you mentioned, people with private planes, not airlines, but private plane owners. He does a lot of litigation, primarily in the commercial litigation, real estate litigation, and estate litigation area. And then my partner, Carolyn Gorzinski, does employment law and special ed law.
So you got that's a very full practice of everything business.
And buddy, I'm glad you said everything business, because we don't hold ourselves out as a full-service law firm because we're trying to do everything for businesses. There's a lot of things in the law, like you hear on the radio and other places, that we don't do, but other firms try to do, and we figure we can't do everything well, but we'll concentrate on what we can do well.
So don't be a jack of all trades.
That's our motto.
So again, if any of our listeners are listening, they need help with anything business, the Colligan Law Firm, again, colliganlaw.com is where you want to go. And again, we've known each other now for a couple months, ever since your last show. You're a very bright guy. You know a lot about business. And if I owned a company, I'd work with you. So hopefully our listeners will do that as well. Your slogan is Advocates for Business and Community. That's kind of a different slogan. That's not the typical attorney slogan that we hear in Buffalo. You know, it's a different vibe to it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The partners in my firm came together on one common basis, and that is all of us are involved in the community. You know, my partner, John Miscotti, he's helped with the construction of the Boy Scout headquarters in Cheektowaga. He was on one of the committees that did an awful lot of work. It's almost like invisible to do work on a committee like that, but he did a lot of work to help build that building. My partner, Dean Drew, has worked with Habitat for Humanity. He works with some of these flight services for the people in health emergencies. My partner, Carolyn Gorzinski, she's been very involved with people with special needs and supporting those organizations that support people. When people put that much time into the community, you're advocating for the community when you do that. I personally have been involved. I've been fortunate to be involved with the Olmsted Parks. I've been fortunate to be involved with Retree. I've been fortunate to be involved with the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, which I've been a board member of for 7 years. And I've seen a lot of good things happen on the waterfront in those 7 years.
Sure.
I am currently one of the founding directors of something called Launch New York. Launch New York is...
Yeah, tell us about that.
That's a venture development organization, which is helping young startup companies get off the ground. The Launch New York model is following the Jumpstart model in Ohio, the Cleveland area. And basically, the concept is we give high-quality business advice to companies and some money to get the get the startup company off the ground. And almost every other model just gives one or the other. And one or the other is not enough. You need them both.
I watch a show called Shark Tank every Friday night. I'm addicted to this show because, you know, again, entrepreneurs, is that kind of the same thing that maybe...
Well, it's actually very comparable to, yes, those companies are companies that are being helped by Launch New York. It also is comparable to what the Angel Network that I'm chairman of is doing on a weekly basis. And the way I distinguish our Angel Network from the Shark Tank show is we do all the things they do in the Shark Tank show about deciding whether we want to invest in a new company without the abuse.
Yeah, they do get quite of abuse. But some of them walk away
with money.
Pretty happy,
yeah,
right?
Right.
I suppose, and I suppose it's the same way with you, a person would have to, a budding company or an idea would have to prove themselves to you. That
yes.
Makes sense.
Yes. And the purpose of something like Launch New York is to get the entrepreneur up to a level where they can convince the person that would make the investment to make the investment. And that's a hard thing to do, but it's a necessary service that was missing up until about a year ago.
We're here with David Colligan from the Colligan Law Firm, and He is a partner in the firm. I know you're a director, too, of the Outer Harbor for Erie County Harbor Development Corporation. How's that going?
Well, it's actually pretty exciting right now, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
I sort of feel like somebody dropped me down in the middle of everything because the Outer Harbor has just opened a brand new park called Wilkinson Point. That was a outcome of the Outer Harbor Committee that I chaired with. We had some 30 stakeholders. We went through about 10 meetings. We had to apply to my board on three different occasions in order to get the project approved. We eventually got the project approved. Now it's built. Now we have wind art down on the waterfront. We have bicyclists visiting it from all points of Western New York. They're all riding down there. It's pretty exciting. And on top of everything else, the governor just came to town 2 weeks ago and announced that the NFTA is going to give us another 130 acres to work with, probably on the strength of what we did at Wilkinson Point.
That's great. So how is this all going to be on the Outer Harbor when it's all done? What's it going to look like?
You know, buddy, a lot of people want to know, what do I think? And it really doesn't matter what I think. Okay. What matters is there has to be a shared community vision for our waterfront. And we can build the shared community vision, but we're going to try to find out what that shared community vision is before we do anything.
It's very exciting. What's going on down there? Really, everything's exciting. It's happening right now. Are you finding it an advantage to be located in Buffalo while you're reaching across the state and the whole region to cover your business?
You know, buddy, it's interesting. The reach of our viral law firm from Buffalo, New York, has now gone global. We belong to Lawyers Associated Worldwide. It's an international group of lawyers. There's 100 law firms in 75 different jurisdictions around the world, 25 jurisdictions here in the United States. So the 100 law firms can provide services to people in Western New York, anywhere in the world. What has happened to Buffalo's economy is what used to be a regionally based economy has now become a global economy. The successful companies you're looking at, and you can name all the big successful companies, but there's a lot of small successful companies. They're all doing business in a global economy. What we can provide is we can provide services, and we can also provide free referrals. It doesn't really matter to us whether a lawyer, an accountant, a business broker, a real estate broker, or anybody else calls us up and asks us for a referral in another state or another country. We're happy to do it free of charge because we're associated with these other firms, and we don't take a fee back when they pay a fee to another lawyer in another community. We're trying to grow the Western New York economy. We'll succeed by giving leads to fellow Western New Yorkers, even if they happen to be competitors in the legal field, so that they can get the most advantage for their clients and or if it's direct clients of ours or direct references from the public that want the names of lawyers in other states and other countries, we can provide those free of charge.
That's awesome. And again, so, I mean, you guys are big Buffalo boosters. You're big startup boosters. It's kind of refreshing to have that this conversation when we're talking about, you know, because sometimes attorneys and law firms get bad raps, but you know, it's very clear to me this is a little refreshing.
Buddy, it's nice of you to say that. All I can tell you is, if you step back and say, where were we 10 years ago? If we didn't support these things, we would be at a dead end. To support entrepreneurship, to support community development, to support projects that are successful, that's what's going to get us out of the low growth or negative growth that we've had for the last 50 years. We can start growing again. When we start growing again, everything works out.
You know, I've said it before, I think this area is perfect for growing. I mean, you know, we're right around the corner from another country. We are right around the corner from a world wonder in Niagara Falls. I mean, you know, we have four seasons. Some people in other parts of the country dream about four seasons. They don't have it. They don't have that change.
My view of that is those are assets. And how you deploy your assets is how you can become successful. And other places have done a much better job of deploying fewer assets than we have. It's time for us to deploy our assets to our advantage.
I can't, again, snow, everyone looks at that as like that's not an asset. I look at snow as it's an asset. That's something that we should be promoting.
Buddy, I'm a bad person to ask about snow because my favorite sport is backcountry cross-country skiing, and I will go for a backcountry ski 10 or so times in the wintertime. And the worse the snow, the better I like it.
Right, right. And there are people in the world that never seen this stuff that falls from the sky.
Right. I had a pleasure of picking up a babysitter who had her friend from Central America, who on the first day it snowed one winter day, and she was in absolute amazement at the white stuff coming down.
Right.
She just couldn't stop looking up.
It's incredible. And I think we're finally getting, I'm feeling that vibe in the Buffalo area that we're finally, you know, there were years ago, I can remember growing up, that if you thought about living in the city of Buffalo, that you wouldn't even think of that. It's all suburban. Now it's almost hip to live in the city of Buffalo.
Well, I think that's true. I'm a city resident myself, and I've noticed the neighborhoods in the city getting stronger. But it really comes down to a simple equation. Success breeds success.
Right.
We're becoming more successful, and we'll build on that, and you'll see it in all walks of life. It'll be an easier, nicer place to live. The only problem is if we tell anybody, they're all going to move here, and then we're going to get crowded, and we're going to have those three-hour waits we talked about a little while ago.
Right. That's a good point. We're running short on time, but I actually want to go over, if you don't mind, for about 5 minutes, because I have one other thing I want to talk about in reference to the law firm, and that's the startup structuring in organization, which is so important. You know, people who are starting companies, I mean, this is a country based on entrepreneurism, and a lot of people are afraid because they don't know the right ways. Your firm can teach them and set them straight on the right ways to start up an organization, to structure their entity. Tell us about how you do that specifically.
Well, buddy, there's two parts to startup. One is the formation, and we can certainly do that. Okay. Another part of it is to get the right business advice at the right moment. People think it's money that advances the business initially, and actually what really is needed is advice on how to structure the business so people will invest in it. High-growth companies burn cash, okay? Most people don't have the cash when they start a company to fund the full development of the company to the point where it becomes profitable. They're going to have to go out and ask investors for help. So while we can help the startup with their formations, we can also give them the names of places to go to get the business advice they need so they'll be eligible for financing. And when they get the financing, we can help them again at that point.
And you guys have devoted a lot of pro bono hours to mentoring the startup corporations and entrepreneurs. So if an entrepreneur is interested in, you know, you think you have an idea, you think you want to form a company, there's a lot of specifics that go with that, and I'm sure a lot of laws, and the Colligan Law Firm can kind of set you straight. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, they can send me an email. It's dcolligan@colliganlaw.com, or they can call our phone number at area code 716-885-1150.
You're a great guest, and I'm kind of gonna leave the last thing open to you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, or is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Buddy, I would just say that I think if your impression is that things are getting better in Western New York, I personally share that. I think what most people have had is a generally negative opinion of how things are going. I think all the arrows are pointing in the right direction finally. All the oars are in the water, rowing in the right way and in the right direction. And I think we all have a bright future to look forward to.
Let me just expand on that for a second. You said that all the arrows are pointing in the right direction, and I agree with that. Why do you think that is all of a sudden? I mean, well, and I'll tell you this, on the show, we've had government officials on, and we've had developers on, entrepreneurs, and I think it's a combination. Why are all of a sudden all these arrows pointing to good stuff in Buffalo?
It started back with business backs to bills. There was a attempt to form a collaborative regional agenda, and we succeeded in keeping the bills here because the business backs the bills group was successful. After that, people realized if you work together, you get further than if you work apart. Up until then, it was sort of like the ancient Greeks. It was one neighborhood against another neighborhood, one town against another town. Amherst was suing Buffalo. Buffalo was suing Amherst. We couldn't get out of our own way. Over the last 15 years, we found out that we can collaborate to build the Buffalo Niagara Medical Center.
Yeah.
We can collaborate to do the waterfront. We can collaborate to create a good environment for entrepreneurs to start their businesses. And we have a quality of life in Western New York that is second to none. I've mentioned a couple of the things that people can do here that really you can't do in other regions. So, and, you know, I think what you're going to see is the more we collaborate, the more we work together, the farther and more successful we will become.
Good insight. That's great insight. And that's a positive way to end our show. And it's always good to have you here. You have an open invitation, David. Anytime, you're becoming a staple on the show. David Colligan from Colligan Law Firm, LLP. Again, go to colliganlaw.com. They're at 15 Fountain Plaza, Suite 600. And the phone number is 885-1150. And you can email David yourself if you have any questions. So there you go. Thank you for being on the show, Dave.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Appreciate having you. Another edition of Buffalo Means Business coming your way next Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, right here, 1520 ESPN Radio. This is Buddy Shula. Have a great day.